第五焦点，口语突破语法。语法是中国人最头痛的一个问题，里昂克里兹的解决办法是一句话突破一条语法。英语中最难的语法不过几十条，也就是说只需要脱口而出几十句话就可以基本上掌握英语语法的精华，而且能脱口而出，活学活用，举一反三。没有用的语法暂时不要学，系统全面的学习语法也会系统全面的忘记，而且非常辛苦，因为人脑不是电脑。下面我们请Jean来读出下面包含着漂亮语法的漂亮句子。
If she could help you, she would help you. If she could help you, she would help you. If she could help you, she would help you. John stopped studying. John is not going to study anymore. John stopped studying. John is not going to study anymore. John stopped studying. John is not going to study anymore. John stopped to study. John stopped doing something in order to study. John stopped to study. John stopped doing something in order to study. John stopped to study. John stopped doing something in order to study. I have just finished my work. I have just finished my work. I've just finished my work. He has gone to America. He has gone to America. He's gone to America. He has been to America. He has been to America. He's been to America. He has lived here for a year. He has lived here for a year. He's lived here for a year. I enjoyed the movie very much. I wish I had read the book from which it was made. I enjoyed the movie very much. I wish I had read the book from which it was made. I enjoyed the movie very much. I wish I'd read the book from which it was made.
特别提醒，一定要用地道实用的句子来学习语法，这样学习才能和语法建立深厚的感情，才能充满交流的渴望，才能一鸣惊人。我们坚决反对用 This is a desk 这样没有用的句子来教别人语法。下面我们看三个句子。
I sometimes stay up till midnight. I sometimes stay up till midnight. I sometimes stay up till midnight. She's always helping people. She's always helping people. She's always helping people. He is going to change his job. He is going to change his job. He is going to change his job.